This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. One of the least appealing aspects of the American character is this residual Puritanism, sort of like Gladys Kravitz that Paul mentioned. This still compels a certain percentage of our countrymen and women and others to nag and pester and generally annoy the rest of us by trying to make us conform to their stick-it-up-the-loo version of propriety. And these people, these obnoxious Karens, calling them that is the most FCC-friendly thing I can do, they're delighted by the Chinese bat-biter grip and the opportunity it presents for them to try to impose their arbitrary will upon us. These mewling Mussolinis need to be slapped back verbally, if not physically, but as long as we are under this lockdown, they will not stop. And they live for this. The chance to dictate and to control us. And the problem is some of them have positions of power. Now, this is yet another reason, as if the failure of the "we're all going to die" model and the mass economic devastation the Twitter blue checks ignore were not reasons enough that we need to be focusing on coming out of this Wuhan flu funk. It would be a pity if the pangolin licking not only killed thousands of our most vulnerable citizens, but also our will to resist petty tyrants who presume to scold us for such crimes as worshiping our God, seeing our families, and buying tomato seeds. This is not to say that the Chinese coronavirus pandemic is fake or unserious, not that we should ignore it and pretend that it's just another flu. It is to say that there's more going on now than a respiratory ailment. There's an economic ailment that most of us are painfully aware of, and there is a freedom ailment, which the Karens in everyday life and the corridors of power are taking advantage of this crisis to let their fascist flag fly. When you have some petty official commanding Christians not to gather together and worship, that's a line that they shouldn't get to cross. No official gets to ban religious services. Some churches are doing their services by video because that's what they decided to do. Government officials don't get to decide. The question of whether they can ban religious services got decided by the First Amendment. And while they may think it's a really, really good idea to tell us what to do, they don't get to. As federal judge Justin Walker put it in a powerful opinion that every American of any faith or no faith should read in its glorious entirety. He wrote, "On Holy Thursday, an American mayor criminalized the communal celebrations of Easter." That sentence is the one that this court never expected to see outside the pages of a dystopian novel, or perhaps the pages of The Onion. But 2 days ago, citing the need for social distancing during the current pandemic, Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher ordered Christians not to attend Sunday services, even if they remain in their cars to worship, and even though it's Easter. The mayor's decision is stunning, and it is beyond all reason unconstitutional. By the way, Judge Walker was appointed by Donald Trump, and his confirmation was shepherded by Cocaine Mitch. Don't channel the Frito-Cons by pretending that judges do not matter, because you know there would be plenty of Clinton and Obama judges eager to rubber stamp the banning of Christian or Orthodox Jewish services by leftist political Karens seeking to own the normals. In Michigan, Governor Karen O'Karenheimer decided that buying non-essential stuff should be outlawed. And guess who's decided what's non-essential? Well, dope appears essential, but dope-smoking morons make up a lot of the Democrat base. And the libertarian base, too. So, of course, the hopheads get a pass, but gardening supplies and seeds? No. Why? Because. That's why. You might think it's mind-bendingly stupid if you did not understand her real motivation. It's the giddy joy of bossing you around. And to paraphrase a great line from Heat, which everyone should do as often as possible, the fascism is in the juice. The Karenists love this. They love what's going on right now. Love it. And that's why they're fighting tooth and nail to extend this lockdown in perpetuity. Now, they have excuses and rationalizations to make it seem like this is for our own good, as opposed to for their jollies. Safety, lives at stake, you know them all. And in theory, these are real considerations, but they're not the only considerations. Not for the Karens. They can want to save lives, even as they gleefully get off on their own power. And not for us, either. We need to balance all the considerations in deciding when this ends. Safety is an important thing, but not the only thing. You've heard the old adage that it's more dangerous to take a child to school in a car than it is for the child to be at school. Well, that's true. Well, guess who else that extends to? The people that drive to work after they drop the child off at school. So, right from the get-go, you're taking a risk as you head into work. If the standard is no life can ever be put at risk, you can say goodbye to cars, you can say goodbye to steak, to swimming pools, to any kind of freedom to make choices. And to the Karens, that's a feature, not a bug. We need to come out of this, and we need to reopen soon. If we did it tomorrow, it would not be soon enough. Not just save our economy, though we totally do need to save our economy, but to save ourselves from coming to believe that freedom is a luxury that we can't afford. Freedom is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Maybe a Karen's life is worth living on its knees, but I've gotten used to being free, and I'm thinking that if I can't be free, then why bother being at all? How you feel about that? This is not to say that we should pretend there's no pandemic. In fact, few people do or want to. That's not what freedom requires. It is to say that persuasion must be the default, not intimidation. That's leadership. Leadership is persuading someone to do something they would not otherwise do. This is why the military is not for everybody. Because you have to be a leader in the military when you get into a leadership position. You got to be persuasive. Like most of you, I've stayed mostly at home. When I've gone out, I've worn a mask. I've distanced myself, not because some Karen was going to jump me if I didn't, but because I decided that those were reasonable precautions that I should take for myself and my fellow citizens. And that's how all of this started out. And that's how we should still be doing it, but the Karen's got a Karen, and we should not take it. You look at the half-wit polls dreamcasting that we're going to sit in our houses like sheep for the next year awaiting their permission to live again, and you see the vids of cops shamefully tackling unmasked people on buses, and you know that we've turned a corner. Absolutely, we've turned a corner. Rampant Karenism is going to provoke a backlash, one that might include people disregarding legit medical precautions because YouTubes of Keystone cops chasing lone joggers around empty beaches have nuked the authorities' credibility now. And the clock is ticking on our patience, and this needs to end. Trump should set a timeline and put out the objectives for reopening America. Now he's limited in what he can order. The vast majority of the responsibility and the authority is the purview of the governors and local authorities who need to be doing what's right for their own uniquely situated communities. But the president can certainly spotlight who's moving toward normalcy and who's trying to wring the last drop of authoritarianism out of the weird stuff eating flu. And come November, we all need to remember who's a Karen and who isn't a Karen. They all need to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Right now, the progressives see this as a moment when they can ram a few things through. Although, I don't know how that's actually going to work, because even if somehow it managed to get past the Senate, which, the, you know, Cocaine Mitch is not going to let that happen, it's never going to make it past Trump. And still they're going to try. But in the states, now, this is not, there's nothing to stop the states from doing this. So coming out of Virginia, doing exactly what he promised to do when he got the General Assembly there in Virginia to go along with it, is Governor Al Jolson. He got out there and he signed 5 new gun control laws for Virginia on Good Friday. Their new gun control laws are, number one, required background checks on all firearm sales in Virginia with criminal charges for both sellers and purchasers who violate this law. This is universal background checks. Now, this is just part one, because this will not, this is completely unenforceable. They're talking about all these penalties. In order for there to be penalties, they have to have know who has what guns. So this will be the precursor to a gun registry in Virginia. So this is part one. There will be a part two to this, which is not addressed in this little slab of laws he signed. Number two, the establishment of an extreme risk protection order that gives police and prosecutors the power to seize firearms based on the preponderance of evidence of a substantial risk of injury, a determination made by a judge during a one-party hearing conducted outside the presence of the gun owner. What that fails to state is that you can, you know, this can be, anybody can accuse you of this, and you won't be there. That's unconstitutional. You don't get to face your accuser, so you won't be there. And they'll come and take your guns, and then you'll get to go see a judge later. Number three, reinstatement of Virginia's one handgun a month rule, which I didn't know they'd ever had that, to be honest with you. I don't know how that's going to, you know, I don't know. Most normal people, and when I say normal people, I'm talking about, see, I do some stupid things with guns. I trade guns all the time. I'll have a gun that I think is the best gun in the world. I'll shoot it. I'll love shooting it. I'll be like, and then I get tired of it. So then I go and trade it. And sometimes I have done that more than once a month. Most normal people actually pick out a gun they like, and then they like it, and they just keep on liking it. So, but that's a very, it's a petty law that they've passed, and, you know. Number four, increased penalty for recklessly leaving firearms in the presence of children. Once again, how are they going to enforce that one? How are they going to check that one? Well, guess what? The Fourth Amendment means nothing now. If somebody turns you in, right? If it's not for an ERPO, they may turn you in for this. And we don't know how the penalty increases for recklessly leaving firearms in the presence of children, which is not to say that you should do that, or should be something you should want to do. What I'm saying is that there's a difference between, I don't know of any gun owners that I know that want their kids to play with a gun. Not a one of them. I'm sure it chills the spine of everybody I know. It chills my spine. So that's not the problem. We are motivated in and of ourselves to make sure children have no access to our weapons. But now, if we're going to mandate it, then guess what? The state gets to come in on that one. Number five, requirement for gun owners to report their lost or stolen firearms to law enforcement within 48 hours. Now, what I would look for here, see, item number four, the increased penalty, this is safe storage. This is them setting up safe storage. If they're, I'm just reading this, it may have a requirement for safe storage. So, guess what? If your gun gets stolen and you didn't have it in safe storage, you're probably going to get charged. Now, back in January, prior to SHOT Show, I didn't want to see a single person from the outside the state of Virginia go to Richmond to protest because, one, it wasn't going to do nothing, and two, the next time there's a chance to do anything about this is going to be an election, unless there's going to be an armed revolution. And still, a bunch of peaceful gun owners did rally in Richmond in January in an attempt to stop this gun control initiative. And they did result in some success. The proposed assault weapon laws were not signed into law this year. Northam nonetheless promises to do so next year, you know, saving the best for last. And this year's gun control laws are but an appetizer. And you people of Virginia can do something about that because you can turn the Congress back. You can turn him out. I'm all, you know, listen, if protesting is one thing, getting out there and expecting there to be a policy change because of it is quite another thing. Simply because of the way gun owners protest, because we're very nice. We're very peaceful, very respectful. We don't tear nothing up. We pick up our own trash. Democrats across Virginia are celebrating throwing daggers at the Second Amendment, each justifying a stab at the constitutional right as a safety measure, each convinced they're saving lives. Now, listen, in Virginia, this is the thing, though, when they talk about this. This is hypocrisy. In Virginia, they define life as a choice that is made after a baby is born and comforted and judged by his or her worth by the mother and her doctor. Because Northam has redefined the concept of life as we know it and audaciously bragged in a press conference that the new laws will save lives in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Now, this is the same guy, right, who says that in the event, I think this is the same guy. I think it is, yeah. In the event that a baby would survive an abortion, they will make the baby comfortable while there's a conversation held as to what to do. So the baby's born, the baby's laying there, looking around, checking out everything in his surroundings, and they haven't quite figured out what they're going to do with this baby yet. The Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security, Brian Moran, agreed and said, Virginia will be safer thanks to universal background checks, extreme risk protection orders, and restoring a one handgun a month policy. These common sense measures will undoubtedly save lives. And critical of these saviors, you know, here's what I'm going to ask you. How is it going to save lives when it's only affecting the law-abiding people? The law-abiding people aren't going to take any life. They're not the problem. And yet, that's all your laws are going to affect. You got to get out there and vote, Virginia. You got to get out there and get active. I'm glad you're active now. Keep on going. You might be able to turn it back, but it's in motion right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin with an update on the small business loan program.
We have distributed and confirmed $230 billion of loans to over 4,600 lenders participating. That is multiples and multiples of anything that the SBA has ever done in 1 year before. And I especially want to thank the broad-based community banks that are participating. If you haven't had your loan processed, you will get it processed this week.
During the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, President Trump says he took action regarding the coronavirus before there were cases in the United States.
There was not a single case of of the coronavirus in the United States. So on January 17th, there wasn't a case, and the fake news is saying, oh, he didn't act fast enough.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We live in a very interesting time for me because I have seen, and you know, I'm going to turn 59 this week. I've seen a few things in 59 years. I spent a little bit of time in the military. I've seen a little bit of stuff. In this unprecedented time of COVID-19 pandelirium, if you will, park workers in America are cordoning off playgrounds and removing basketball rims. And Michiganders are told by their government they cannot visit neighbors and relatives with a penalty of up to $1,000. In Indiana and other states, worshipers of all faiths are restricted to no more than 10 people gathering, while hundreds at a time gather daily at tens of thousands of large retailers across the country, which is a very interesting thing to point out to some of these people. In Minneapolis, where Genesis Communications is, at the beginning of April, when students were had already become restless in their homes and were practically begging to return to school, city officials announced the closure for the summer of 6 dozen pools, beaches, and water parks. They cannot guarantee the public safety. Who can? But they sure can guarantee the deflation of any kid's hope for a normal life. And now Dr. Fauci, whose words and pronouncements are affecting 330 million American lives, has stated, "I don't think we should ever shake hands ever again, to be honest with you. Not only would it be good to prevent coronavirus diseases, probably would decrease instances of influenza dramatically in this country. Maybe we should make a wholesale change of our culture and bow like the Japanese from now on. How about that? How about not? Nothing wrong with Japanese culture. It's a very deep, steeped in tradition culture. But how about enough is enough? How about that? How about this is not the big one or the pandemic of all pandemics? But somehow, because we've been told it is, because the media has been saying it is, we've been treating COVID-19 as if it were. And across the real tragedy amidst this, We should still be shooting baskets and visiting friends and family and attending worship and even shaking hands as we watch them several times a day. How is it not okay for me to shake your hand if you've been washing your hands 20 times and it's only noon and I'm doing the same thing? How's it not okay for me to shake your hand? It's been 30 days of selective quarantine in some cases. As many have sheltered at home, tens of millions of Americans have left home every day to work, shop, volunteer, and visit with others. And during the nation's partial quarantine, and that's an accurate characterization, losses of life are very real, but not unprecedented or catastrophic, as mistaken models led us to believe. It is time to get back to normal life immediately and over the next 30 days. In fact, over the next 15 days. I'm grateful that our leaders made the decision to restrict travel to and from infected countries and have ramped up medical resources. The next part of that is to take it all back from China and start building it here. Start making it here. Drugs made here. Masks made here. I'm grateful that, you know, there was something put in place to where, you know, people stay away from my elderly parents. I'm very grateful for that. They're not in a nursing home. They're both in their 80s, and yet they still live alone just like they always have and in their own home and still all there. You know, everything's still there with them. I'm grateful for that. I acknowledge the seriousness of protecting people with pre-existing conditions. I'm one of them, so I really acknowledge that. And of everyone washing hands and staying home, if you have a hint of sickness, you know, you don't need to be Typhoid Mary. And even as some friends and family are on the risky front lines, as healthcare workers, I think our common sense and the data tells us we're going to be all right. We don't have to drastically restrict and change our daily lives. What we're experiencing with COVID-19 is not the great flu pandemic of 1918, which killed tens of millions. This is not World War II or the Vietnam War or a nuclear attack or another 9/11 act of terrorism with two major wars to follow. What we're experiencing with the coronavirus definitely is quite comparable to a bad flu season or the H1N1 pandemic of 2009-2010. Various experts and talking heads have told us that we cannot accurately or fairly compare these three sicknesses and killers. And I simply disagree, and I know that's worth exactly what you just paid for it, but, you know, I can read stats. They do have important differences, but they're all global and contagious and cause mass sickness, significant hospitalizations, and tragic deaths. And please, for the love of God, acknowledge for me that COVID-19 deaths are not more tragic than a seasonal flu death, or being shot with a gun, or suicide, or falling off of a cliff. Those are all tragic deaths. Cancer, all tragic deaths. Heart attack, tragic death. Now, according to the CDC, about one-sixth of all Americans, or 50 million people, contracted H1N1. And there were about 275,000 hospitalizations, with 18,000 deaths, including 1,100 children and 7,500 adults aged 18 to 64. Seniors were not as hard hit by H1N1 as they are now with COVID-19. The worldwide stats were massive with approximately 300,000 deaths. And can we ask ourselves, were these episodes of hospitalization and death any less important or tragic than what we're experiencing today? Why didn't we institute social distancing, the wholesale shutdown of major industries in our society, especially with a greater threat to children than we're currently experiencing with COVID-19? According to the CDC, only three children have died from COVID-19. As for the seasonal flu, the CDC website for 2019-2020 projects there's going to be 48 million illnesses, 22,000 medical visits, 550,000 hospitalizations, and 43,000 deaths. In harsher years, 80,000 lives have been lost. And all of this looks quite comparable to COVID-19. So how do we justify these annual warlike losses without drastically changing our daily routines, as we've done this time? 1 month ago, on March the 12th, a line was drawn in our country when the NBA suspended their season, probably knowing that Trump was going to declare a national emergency the next day. And then the domino of closings accelerated across the country. And look how far we've descended as a country in just 1 month, with tens of millions out of work and residents being restricted in daily life like a repressive communist regime or like we will be under nuclear attack at any moment. And this is not an exaggeration. We're stuck in a zombie limbo, wondering how we should proceed as a nation. So how do we draw a new line to begin a domino of openings across our great land? It's as simple as stepping up an old line. One NBA team needs for its players to publicly assemble for practice without masks and gloves, go to the free throw line, dribble the ball, and start shooting. They could even do a couple of high fives. And that line, those players, and those shots would inspire all Americans and to the world, regardless of a plan in place, to actually formally restart the season or jump to the playoffs. Abbott out of Texas is going to issue an order this week on the reopening of businesses. And how about concurrently Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks show up and do exactly what I just talked about? This is not the big one. More of us are healthy than are not. And we continue to wash our hands. Maybe we put on a mask and we go back to work. We're more aware. We're prepared for this. We're ready to go. So how about we just go? Could we do that? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. After Americans bought more than 2 million guns last month, the Florida chapter of Moms Demand Attention called on Governor Ron DeSantis to create public service announcements that extol the virtues of safe gun storage. Other moms chapters followed suit. I have a couple of questions about the Demanding Moms Demand. First of all, why can't the Moms Demand Action or their parent organization, Every Town for Gun Safety, produce the PSAs? I mean, didn't Bloomberg just throw a half a billion bucks at not winning? He won American Samoa. I don't even know how that happened. Couldn't he pay for those PSAs? I mean, they could only cost, what, $2 or $3 million. That's a drop in the bucket. That's valet money to him. They both describe themselves as grassroots gun safety groups. So they should be chock full of gun safety expertise, right? And why should taxpayers foot the bill, especially since both organizations have access to the Bloomberg checkbook? In fact, the former New York City mayor and multi-billionaire created both groups overnight out of thin air. To describe either group as grassroots, which, by the way, most of the grassroots groups that I've ever worked with don't have any money. If they had, I've been asked to speak at a couple of grassroots groups where they would give me enough money for gas, and I would thank them for that. Because most of the time it wasn't that much. And I still would go. But, most of them don't have a lot of money. It's just people getting together and having a meeting and agreeing on something. So, it's quite disingenuous to refer to either one of those as grassroots. AstroTurf is more accurate. Their lack of gun safety experts, in my opinion, stems from the fact they don't care about gun safety. Most of the gun safety experts I know are gun fighting instructors. John Farnham knows about how to be safe with a gun, but he also knows and teaches people how to destroy enemies with a gun, how to fight effectively with a gun. James Yeager, Steve Fisher, Aaron Cowan, Chris Costa. I mean, the names go on and on and on. Tiger McGee. On and on. Paul Markle. He's an instructor. So, all these guys know about true gun safety, which, those are the four rules that Colonel Jeff came out with. That's gun safety. What they're preaching is gun control, but not gun safety. They're about disarmament. Nobody has guns. That's what they want. Well, they can have guns because, of course, it's so much better than we are. So much better temperament. But they always have been and always going to be about disarmament. Most of their members have probably never touched a firearm, much less know anything about how to operate one safely. Now, the group's desperate request of Governor DeSantis is as telling as the fact that 1 in 20 households ignored the mob's rhetoric and went out and bought a firearm last month, including, we're told, a few folks who used to be staples at the demanding mob's rallies. Because here's the thing. How do you tell somebody the police aren't coming, but you don't need a gun? How do you tell someone that if a problem comes up, the police won't be coming, but you don't need a gun? How do you say that to them? What is the justification for that? What's the rest of that statement? As a result, both groups are struggling for relevancy since the entire country ignored their pleas. Because these 2 million guns that got sold, I don't know how many new gun owners that means. It might mean about 1.9 million. Because people like me, I didn't feel the need to go out and buy a gun. I have mine. I have multiples of mine. Perfectly ready and set to go if need be. Folks realize that when there's a chance you may need to defend yourself or your family, firearms are a pretty handy thing to have around. The fact that these groups continue to blather that they haven't learned their lesson, or this means they haven't learned their lesson, and they haven't realized that they're out of step with the rest of the country. They have nothing to offer except red T-shirts and a plea for safe storage PSAs, which they want someone else to pay for. Which is, you know, this is leftism at work. We really believe this, even though most of these people that came out, they came out from our ranks and they went out and bought guns because they weren't really buying what we were selling. But not only do we demand that you get this, we demand somebody else pay for it too. And like a crying toddler fussing on the floor of a grocery store. And millions of Americans just ignored the caterwauling and walked around the tight, thankful they didn't have to put up with crap like that at home. This COVID-19, now, to be precise, 2.6 million guns were sold in the United States in March. That's an 85% increase over the same period last year. And while there's no official numbers, gun stores in Canada have also reported increased sales. And this has spurred some news media to draw comparisons between the two nations' gun sales spikes, potentially stoking the fears of the Canadian public. Now, this is coming from some anti-gunners out of Canada that are putting this stuff out there. This angst has been echoed by gun control groups in Canada that have expressed concerns regarding the impact of increased access to guns on public health. Few have noted the three key differences between the American and Canadian COVID-19 gun sales spike. Number one, what are they buying? Well, Canadians and Americans buy guns for different reasons. In the past few decades, the United States has witnessed a transformation of its civilian gun culture. While the past gun ownership was mainly related to hunting and sports shooting, changes in laws and gun advertising have led to a rise in gun ownership for self-defense. You see, it's a perception we have that we need guns to defend ourselves. This is according to Canadian gun grabbers. In the 1970s, only 20% of gun owners indicated self-defense as their primary reason for gun ownership. In the 1990s, following the explosion of laws that allowed Americans to carry a gun outside the home, 46% listed self-protection. Yeah. So, then comes number two, how are they buying these guns? See, in Canada, well, south of the border, most firearms legislation is made at the state level, and there are big differences. In Canada, the bump in sales is limited to those who have already passed through the RCMP extensive licensing regime. That takes 6 months, and you have to take a week-long course and pass a written and practical test and reference checks. Canadian gun owners are subject to continuous automatic background checks as long as they hold the license. don't think the gun grabbers here in the United States wouldn't love to have that in place. So while you're looking at all these differing things that are coming out, bear in mind that none of it's real. This is not coming from the grassroots. It's coming from gun grabbers. This last little bit, I cry shenanigans. A guy, and I don't know, a couple of years ago, you know, SIG had a little issue with the P320. And a guy named Cody Hopes, he got a gun. He got a SIG P320. He put his loaded pistol in the holster on his belt. And the gun went off with no prompting while fully seated in its SIG brand holster. And Mr. Hope suffered a gunshot wound to his right thigh and lower leg. And this lawsuit lists a series of similar incidents where the SIG went off without the trigger being pulled or simply while being handled, accidentally dropped, or while being holstered. If that was actually the case, then SIG would have a problem. When you're beating a gun on the back or you drop it expressively on the one axis, you have no way of reaching it. Yeah, it might go off. This guy didn't stick a gun in a holster and not pull the trigger. And, you know, he pulled the trigger when he shot that wound into his thigh. I think that'll come out. We'll see. I cry shenanigans. SIG 320 is a fine pistol. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.